3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, hey ho hey, once again, it is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hooray! My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am outdoors walking around at, my secret mushroom grounds. I drove by here yesterday while I was, going somewhere else, and I noticed that it looked like they were doing more stuff. So I just wanted to come out here for two reasons. One, to try to figure out what the heck they're doing. And two, because, I messed my back up. My back is being weird again, up high between my shoulder blades. I think I just, slept wrong. Or slept funny. Or technically, slept in a very unfunny manner. And so, my back has given me some issues today. So we decided we need to go out and run around. And I got up early enough that it's not blazingly hot out today. It's considerably overcast. And I got to get my camera out of my pocket because we're coming up. Oh, damn it, I just dropped it. Got the little camera today. And we're using the little camera so I can carry all this stuff at once. I'm going to turn off the macro. Well, what was I saying? Yeah, my back is weird and blah, blah, blah. So we need to come out here and see what we can see. There's no direct sun, so it's a little, I don't want to say it's cool, but it's cooler than yesterday, which was, high 90s day. Now, we're going to sneak up here to a known Mati area, see if we can see any Matis. Is there a Mati on that tree? See, the irony is, because it's not sunny, the Mats aren't out sunning themselves. Do I see any Mats over there? I do not. What about down here? Yeah, so it's not exactly cool, but the fact that there's no direct sun, it's completely overcast, and we got a fairly nice breeze, and so it seems like it's a lot cooler than it was yesterday, which it is. And now I'm looking down into the creek. Oh, where's my Matis? Oh, it's a little dry out here. Oh, and I can see from where I'm standing, I can see up into the caretaker's house, and there's some big giant culverts up there, the plastic corrugated kind. Somewhere, they're going to be putting in culverts, it looks like. And this kind of makes sense, I suppose. Especially if they're trying to make a shortcut. There's this little creek right here. And they have to drive all the way up and around the head of the creek if they want to go to the other side. So I'm kind of wondering if they're just building a shortcut, so to speak, up here. That would be very lazy. But it would probably save them some fuel. The detour they have to make is probably all of 200 yards. Or, about 180 meters. Is that really going to save them a lot of money and fuel? Maybe. I don't know. So, I'm out here today looking for some dudes. I don't know if we're going to find any mushrooms today. Right as I say that, boom, here's some right here. These are a few days old in the grass next to the path here. I was going to say, it's too dry, it's too dry. But no, it's been weird at night. Oh, here comes a bow doggy. Hello, doggy. Howdy. I'm all right.
Nice to have a break in the weather.
Yeah, I'll say. This guy's been swimming.
Oh, yeah. He goes in the creek all the time. It's not like I can keep him out of it.
Yeah, well, there he goes.
Yep.
And that's what water dogs do.
Yep.
Yeah, you get it.
Always. Oh, I worry about what's in the water in the creek, but there's not much I can do about it.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where just hose them off when you get home. Oh, look out.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Hose them off when you get home. And the only thing I'd really be worried about would be like pesticide runoff,
right.
But you know.
Absolutely.
Look at this nut. You're crazy. What? Oh.
But the good thing is he doesn't chase bicycles.
Oh, that helps when you're here.
And he may come over to people walking by, but he doesn't. He then goes off and.
He's not too interested in them.
Yeah, he chases rabbits.
Oh,
he doesn't ever catch them or eat them. In fact, once he stumbled on a small rabbit on the trail, and he waited for it to run before he took after it.
Yeah.
So.
He knows what he likes.
That's right.
And he likes to chase. Yeah, who's a good buddy? Hello. Yeah, he's a good doggy.
And of course, we take burrs off daily.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun, spending half an hour.
Yes.
I got to pick a muff out of them out of my clothes. I can't imagine what it's like to deal with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he's also a wuss. And if you pull too hard, then he yelps.
So everything just takes a little bit longer.
That's right.
Oh.
And if he doesn't get his daily exercise, he goes through the house causing trouble. Like a 2-year-old.
Knocking things over.
No, picking things up that he's not supposed to have.
Oh,
like
of course.
Shoes. And Legos and dolls. Yeah. So anyway, have a good morning.
All right, see you later.
Do you know those grateful parents are still at their nests? The ones that are way over?
Over by the parking lot of the.
Yeah. Well, and the one that's, you know, where there's about 5 or 6 nests in a tree. That you can only see from a distance?
The one that's, oh yeah, I know the one you mean that's near like 120th and Military?
Yeah.
Boy, I about lost my mind the first time I saw that.
Yeah.
And that was earlier this year.
Right.
I think there's giant birds in that tree. Yeah, that was.
Yeah. And so I asked my sister, who's a birder, and she said they're probably the juveniles still near the nest. I said, it's been weeks and weeks. She said, I can't help that.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting theory.
Yeah, because there are still birds there. I saw them the other day.
I might have to drive by there later just to see what's up.
Yeah. So anyway. See ya.
All right. See you later. Oh. All right. That is actually my mom and dad's neighbor. A good friend of theirs. Who lives uphill from them, and she's actually cool, and this is the first time I've ever run into her here at the Sacred Mushroom Grounds. She's walking one of her dogs, and it was one of those, what breed of dog is that? One of the spaniels that likes to hunt and splash through the water. It's a gun dog. And here I am, back at the blight, the part of the trail that they tore up. Anyway, she's out here walking her dog. And I run into her a lot at places like Herrenhaven. She takes her granddaughter there. And she knows not to take the dogs to Herrenhaven, so that's cool. And she's actually really cool. Oh, ow, my back is kind of weird still. Alright, so I've managed to cross the blight. Yeah, and she's walking the dog. This is a water dog, a water gun dog, a type of dog that you train to retrieve ducks and stuff. That dog's just running around having a grand old time, running down into the creek, splashing around, and it likes to chase animals. So are we gonna see any dudes today? We might not with that dog running through here. Probably freaked out all the dudes. But that's okay. Because, of course, you know, the dog came up to me and was like, "Oh, hi, hi, I'm a dog." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know you're a dog." And then the dog ran off and jumped in the creek and splashed around. Then he came back up out of the creek and shook himself off. And so I am partially damp in places now. So that's good. Okay, so here we are at Polypore Bend. I'm just checking these logs. I just saw a bicyclist go by. I think we're good to stand around in here for a while. Okay, this is suspicious. Why are all these flies around here? Oh, there's some old coral mushrooms down on that log. I've never seen corals around here. Okay. That's cool. On another day, I would go down in there, but they're all dried out. They don't look all that great anymore. Besides, we've got a lot of pictures of coral mushrooms this year. One thing I should also mention, as I check the battery level, no bars. We are extremely low on batteries today. So there's a good possibility that we do, in fact, go bingo battery. At which case I would say, don't panic, kids. We will be back momentarily. I'll just have to go home and plug all this stuff in. All right, so rounding the corners here, I'm looking down into the pit of despair, looking for Matis. There's a lot of grass knocked down right around here. There are a lot of marmot holes down there, but I don't see a single marmot. Now, why is all this grass knocked down? This is odd. Was there a deer sleeping here? That's kind of what it looks like. All right, I'm gonna go further up here. Where's my Matis gonna give me some mats? I want to see some Matis today. Where the Matis are. Where the Matis are. I don't see anything. Lots of holes, no mats. Yeah, I'm not actually very far from my parents' house, actually. Probably less than a mile. Or thereabouts. They just live up the hill there and around the corner. Next to Betty. And her grandchild is hilarious. Her name is Yasleen. And I haven't actually seen her in a while, but I'll often run into them at Harrenhaven. She's a big Harrenhaven fan. Alright. There doesn't seem to be any dudes around here. Maybe I should go over to my parents' house. What did I want to talk to my parents about? I can't remember. My dad told me he was going to go on a fishing trip. I think that's next week. He's going down to some big old lake in Missouri. Now, that's something weird right there. There's a tree that's fallen over here. And there's actually a piece of this little branch that's been chewed through. It looks like beavers, but it's much smaller. I wonder if a Mati has been gnawing on that. I bet that's the case. Very interesting. Now we're in the heavy log area. I'm surprised there's no mushrooms on this log. Oh, no, wait. One, two. There are two mushrooms on this log. Oh, and here's some more over here. Cute. Cute. Very interesting. What do we got over here? On these logs. Nothing. Okay. Still checking logs here. Not a lot. Oh wait, here's a couple of little coprinus. That's nice. And what's this? Oh, that's an unknown. So we got some mushroom action happening. I wonder if it's gonna rain today. Doesn't really look like rain clouds. Doesn't smell like rain is coming. Okay, now I've come to the other point where I can look down into the pit. I don't see... Those tracks are not down there. Those kind of look like tracks. But I can't tell what type of dude they belong to. Could be Mott. Could be Snoodler. Could be that crazy wacky dog. Oh, walking around in a lightly forested area. La la la. What else do I gotta do today? I'm trying to think of all the things I have to do. Oh, I got my secret project I might be doing some work on. And I think there's a movie on TV that I want to watch tonight. So I gotta get all my work done before my movie comes on. What's under this log? Anything? No. Alright. So let's go up to this fallen over tree that has a marmot den under it. I wonder if there's any motties in there. Lots of ivy has grown up, so I can't see under the tree and into the hole. But here's a bike reflector. It's intact, so I will put it in my pocket to add to the collection. Well, I don't know if there's any motties under here or not. Probably not. Probably, if there are, they're hiding. Because they're listening to my voice saying, "What that guy is talking about?" Do-do-do-do. So, I think it's time to turn around. Is my back feeling any better? Yeah, maybe. I think so. It's still a little weird, but when is it not a little weird? Everything's a little weird around here. Do-do-do-do. There's mulberries everywhere. It's kind of humid today. And now that I've been out this long, how long have I been out here walking around? 15 minutes? Oh, about 17 and a half minutes. I'm starting to get a little warm. It sure could be worse, though. I'm wondering if I need to go to the store. I'm not too far from one of the grocery stores. I think I got everything that I need. So I don't really have to go to the store, but I'm kind of thinking about it anyway. Nah, I don't need... Ooh, what was that? Oh, that was nothing. Why did my eyes think... stupid wind. It gave me a false illusion of movement. And I thought, oh, there must be somebody down there. And my eyes went zip. And no, nobody's down there. Okay, so mushrooms, logs. Everything is beautiful. That's funny the way that stick is chewed. I've always read that marmots do chew on things. You know, they just don't need to gnaw as much as other rodents. And so I've never actually seen any evidence of marmot gnawing. You know, not like beavers. Once you're in beaver territory, you know it, because everything around you is chewed on. That's not the case with marmots. So, back to Polypore Bend here. Walking through it in reverse. Looking down into the creek in various places. Looking for motty dudes. Wow, this ivy is taking over on this tree. That's crazy. Oh, And this is the mulberry corner, where so many mulberries on the trail that the trail is pretty much black. It's mud mixed with mulberry juice. And it makes it kind of slippery in spots. And there's a lot of birds around here eating all the mulberries because they're so yummy. So yummy for birds. Now, didn't there used to be, wait, what was that sound? That was a funny sound. There was a weird animalish sound from across the creek. What was that? I wonder if that was a mutti. Oh, and once we go over this little hillock, here we are, back in the blight. Did they tear out more trees? They tore out more trees somewhere, just not around here. And they piled them up on that side of the creek. On this side of the creek, all the trees have been carted away. And oddly enough, they've probably only really been taken over onto that side, but I don't know. I just do not understand what is going on here. Where are they putting these culverts in? Oh, they might actually be putting them here. Now, why would they do that? Does any of this make any sense? Are they making... See, this doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense, but maybe it's just not done yet. They might be putting in some drainage for up at the... That's a weird angle. It's not even the most direct route. They might be putting in some kind of drainage from up by the house down to the creek, but they sure are taking it in a strange direction. I can't imagine what's going on in here. I'm trying to figure it out, but I can't. It makes no sense. All right, so we're back into the sort of wooded area. Crossed the blight there without too much hassle, and yeah, I have a feeling we're not going to be finding much in the way of dudes today, because Betty's dog was very enthusiastic. Oh, he just runs everywhere, you know. It's one of those dogs that is trained and prized for its ability to chase animals. and therefore, he's probably some kind of mott spookin' dog. So all the motts are probably like, ah, here comes the dargie. We got to hide. But we're coming up on another, or we're returning, I should say, to a known motty area. So maybe once we get up here another, 70 yards, maybe those motts will be back out and doing something. Maybe doing some motty business. Why did I not go to Herrenhaven today? I don't know, just kind of tired of it. Not tired of it necessarily, but do I really need to be there every single day? It seems like I do. But perhaps I don't. Alright. As we come around this little bend here, we will be in view of that known Mati area. We got about another 20 meters to go. And gonna be a little bit more quiet now as we sort of sneak up on this little area. Where's my mutti? Any muttis over there for me? No. Not seeing any mutts. Mutts, mutts, mutts. Where are my mutts? They're not here. today. Okay, well, might as well just keep on walking then. Walking and walking and walking. It also occurs to me that, isn't it about snake season? It's now, you know, the beginning parts of July. It's hot. It's summer. All the grass is growing big. Shouldn't we be seeing some snakes soon? Isn't this about the time when we start seeing our little snake buddies snaking around, doing snake business? So we should be watching. We should be keeping our eyes open for our snake buddies. And remember, why are snakes great? Why should you never ever have any fear of snakes? That's right, because they got no arms and legs. They can't pull a weapon on you, so there's no reason to be afraid. Ooh, it's getting a bit windy up here. Sorry about all this wind noise. I hear a hoot 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 birdie sound. What is that, a mourning dove somewhere? I can't see where that birdie is. Alright, so looking down into the creek, I can't see anything. Grass is super tall. There's probably motts down there somewhere. We just can't see them because they're hiding so well. Ugh. And the wind is blowing pretty good now. I'm out on the open plain. The wind is trying to blow me over. It will fail. Okay. So, looks like we've got a few more people, cars in the parking lot down here now. We got ourselves another jogger. Good, it's just about time for me to leave as I walk underneath the high tension power lines. Maybe you can hear them. I can actually hear the power lines above me crackling, sizzling with the juice of life, which is, of course, electricity. As I approach my car, the sun is starting to come out a little bit, and I don't like it, so I'm going to sit down in my car here. Oh. Yeah, I need to do some more movement, but I'm going home. My back is just a little bit on the wonky side. Ding dong, ding dong, my keys in the ignition, make the bell ring. Oh, how much time do we got here? Oh, a little bit less than a minute. Oh, I'm a little bit worn out. Sitting like this makes my back feel better. I'm going to have to sit in a chair when I get home. Maybe I'll sit in front of my computer and see what's up. I'm still expecting things in the mail, but nothing interesting is coming in the mail. I didn't even get any mail yesterday. No junk mail, no nothing. And that's the annoying thing, because when I get no mail whatsoever, I always feel like My first assumption isn't, oh, I just didn't receive any mail today. My first assumption is always, oh, the post office screwed up and they missed my house or they forgot to bring me my mail. Sounds crazy, but if that were true, you would never know what happened, would you? No, you wouldn't. But it's time for me to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go home, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.